Grafton is the county seat of Taylor County, and it's got a little more than 5,000 people living in it. It was selected as the winner of the West Virginia Focus magazine's Turn This Town Around project, along with Matewan in Mingo County. These two towns, representing the northern and southern parts of the state, will undergo a community development process over the next year designed to do a few key things. This includes getting the towns to look better, as well as solving problems in the community. Kent Spellman is with the West Virginia Community Development Hub, one of the collaborators on the project.
Well, we always find that the first step in turning a community around is engaging its citizens in the conversation about how they're going to do it, what they want to do it, what they want to do, and why they want to do it.
The idea here is that you have to come to this work with a really positive spirit and a commitment that says we can make change happen here in Grafton.
Grafton recently held a meeting with 35 city leaders, residents, and other members of the community to get the ball rolling. Officials shared what they have been hearing about the Turn This Town Around project and have also started giving ideas of what they would like to see happen. Mostly, this includes expanding recreational opportunities at Tigert Lake State Park, which they say is one of the area's most important tourism spots. Jennifer Murray, who attended the meeting, is with the Taylor County WVU Extension Office. She says exercise and fitness are things she wants to see expanded to.
And we'd like to be able to identify streets and sidewalks that folks can use for physical activity during the warm weather months. Hopefully we can get some kind of indoor recreation complex here for the citizens in the future, but go ahead and focus on what we can do here in the immediate future. And we have plans to do a competitive walking program this summer that will help maybe turn our community's health around as well.
Murray says Grafton and Taylor County are collectively facing some tough challenges when it comes to health and wellness.
There's a lot of chronic disease here in this community, diabetes, health, heart problems, and being able to get folks the information and access to physical activity and healthy options so that they can make changes to, you know, either improve their chronic disease or prevent them in the future.
There's a process of steps these communities will have to take to get some of these things done. It's something Kent Spellman says will take time.
So the first step is always civic engagement, getting the community to come together and reach consensus on some work that they want to do. The second part is to actually show success, measurable success, in accomplishing some of the projects they've identified. And we realize that there's going to be some immediate projects that they can get right on. There's going to be some intermediate projects that are going to take a little bit longer to do. And there's going to be some projects that are big and are going to take years to fully accomplish. But if we can get them started in this coming year through Turn This Town Around, our experience is that a successful year leads to other successful years.
Grafton is going to be holding a much larger community meeting on April 28th at Grafton High School. There will also be a community cleanup day in May, which is probably Grafton's busiest month. That's when the annual Memorial Day parade takes place, which is always a large event, and the Mother's Day celebration. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Grafton.